You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by the organizer for the 39th annual Tuolumne County Adult Health Fair, Kathy Amos. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Well, Kathy, it is day number two of the health fair. This is a highly successful event, obviously 39 years. What makes this event such a must in Tuolumne County?
That's a good question. I kind of scratch my head every year saying why. But I think it's the local flavor. It's all by local volunteers. It's an all-volunteer event. And we provide a service that is that the community is looking for.
It is fun. It is put on by Tuolumne County and not put on by any one private organization, although the private organizations all do their part to be a part of the health fair.
That's right. We couldn't do it without all of the cooperating agencies and organizations that come together. We do have a health fair committee that is comprised of at least five or six different agencies. The public health department is the lead agency, but we vote by, make decisions by consensus of those at the meeting, so no one has an unfair advantage as far as swaying things one way or the other. It is truly a consensus event for the committee to come together for the sole purpose of putting on the health fair.
What time is the adult health fair open till today?
Well, it started this morning at 5 a.m. for the blood draw, and the booths open from 7 to 2. That is a new change this year. It's only open until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got it. Okay, you just mentioned the blood draw, the blood chemistry test. What is the cost of that?
The cost is $25, and we're bringing back by popular demand. We heard from the community that they wanted the test back, which was a comprehensive metabolic panel, as well as the thyroid, liver panel. And we also are adding in, at no additional cost, is being absorbed by the health fair, for an A1C for early diabetic screening and monitoring.
Kathy, are flu shots available?
Yes, it's a one-stop shop, so the public health department, Tuolumne County Public Health, is doing the flu shots in the Creekside building the same hours from 7 to 2.
When a person enters into the adult health fair, they should grab a health sheet before visiting some of the various stations. Can you elaborate a little bit about what that health sheet has?
Yes, there's two ways to register for the health fair. If you're going to have blood drawn, you have to enter in by the Manzanita building, which is the furthest building. At that time, you will be giving your blood work form plus a health screening form. If you don't want the blood work, you can register in the John Muir building, and you will be given a screening form, which has a place for height, weight, hearing, vision, including glaucoma, cataract testing, assessment for oxygenation, O2 sat. It's just a whole bunch of different tests and different booth people giving out information. And then at the end, we really encourage everyone to stop by our wonderful Tuolumne County nurses who are doing the evaluation and referral. So you can hand them your form, they'll review it with you, and come up with a health plan so that you have a way to take the information that you were given today and make a health plan to improve your overall wellness.
Is food being served this year?
Yes, the Women of the Moose do the food. They're doing that again this year. We have last couple of two or three years, we've migrated to a much more nutritious kind of food. So there'll be salads and lots of vegetables and fruit. But we do have our cookies, and that's by popular demand.
It is day number two of the Adult Health Fair. Kathy, we will see you at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.